Hello everyone, Daria here, and welcome to episode 24 of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Today we're having another dialogue, but before we go right there, I want to thank everyone who left reviews for me. And one of them I'm going to read now because it kind of surprised me. So here it is, by Laser Guided Spork. That's an interesting name. So, fun to listen to, even if it's a bit beyond my level of comprehension. I look forward to revising episodes as my knowledge increases. Also, I have a feeling that Daria has no idea how funny she is. Great stuff. Well, thank you very much, but actually, I have no idea that I was funny. I'm trying to be kind of serious here, much more serious than I am in daily life, but apparently I failed. Anyways, thank you very much, guys, for your reviews. They mean a lot to me, and I really appreciate it. So thank you very much. Today, we're having a dialogue about Russian food. I already made an episode about Russian cuisine, but there it was more traditional. I mean, how it's supposed to be in a traditional Russian culture. So let's listen to the dialogue, and then I'll read it slowly and translate it. Here we go.
У меня была тема про то, что традиционно русские люди едят там всякую всячину, и что там в хлеб вместо тарелок, и что нельзя за столом смеяться. Наверняка всем интереснее, как на самом деле. То есть что мы едим? Едим ли мы действительно там вот эту сельдь под шубой? Едим ли мы похлебки? Что вот вы чаще всего дома едите?
Ну, мне это тоже всегда странно, что про нас такие мифы. В общем-то, у нас еда-то совершенно другая.
Ну да.
Никто не ест каждый день какие-то похлебки, те же самые сельди под шубой.
Ну вот что обычно? Давай перечислим. Завтрак, обед, ужин.
Ну, в нашей семье обычный завтрак, ты сама это знаешь. Сыр, масло, на бутерброд.
Ну да.
Когда какой-то праздник, то там, может быть, икра красная. Такой обычный завтрак. Яйцо. Вареное, может быть, омлет, яичница, глазунья, все что угодно.
А по выпивке?
Ну, напитки-то разные. В основном, конечно, чай и кофе. Это уже кто как подсел.
Okay, that was it for the dialogue. Now I'm gonna read it again slowly and translate it sentence by sentence. So, I was the first person speaking.
У меня была тема про то, что традиционно русские люди едят там всякую всячину.
I had a topic about the Russian people traditionally eating, well, sundries, odds. Here we made a very interesting expression.
Всякая всячина.
Maybe you already know the word всякий, meaning any. But when it's всякая всячина, usually it means sundries or odds. For example, one of your friends goes shopping every once in a while, but instead of buying something really good, she buys some t-shirts, very cheap ones, and there are hundreds of them already in her wardrobe. So finally, you tell her, don't buy all this trash. Buy one good dress.
Не покупай всякую всячину. Купи одно хорошее платье.
So this всякая всячина usually has a negative meaning. Something not important, something of bad quality maybe, depends on situation. So here in this dialogue, I meant all those different things that today seem kind of weird, and they are considered as a traditional Russian meals. So,
всякая всячина.
Also here you see again this part of the conversational language, so-called casual language.
Русские люди едят там всякую всячину.
This там, of course, it doesn't mean that people eat there somewhere. No, here it means just nothing. It's just another filler word because I didn't know what to say, so I need a second to find the suitable word. Всякая всячина. That's why I used
люди едят там всякую всячину.
So it's just the short word to fill the pause. Okay, the next sentence.
И что там хлеб вместо тарелок, и что нельзя за столом смеяться,
and that they used bread instead of plates, and that laughing at the table was forbidden. And if you have forgotten this stuff, you can go back to episode, I guess it was 2, Russian cuisine, and listen to it again. And we are moving to the next sentence.
Наверняка всем интереснее, как на самом деле.
For sure, it's more interesting for everyone how it is in reality. This word,
наверняка,
means surely, for sure, I'm sure. And it might seem familiar because it reminds the word наверное, maybe. But of course, it means the opposite. For example, there are like 4 really close girlfriends. And they like to meet, to hang out, to go somewhere, talking about all those girly things, shopping, makeups and everything. So there is no place for a man there. And one of them brings her husband all the time. So one of the friends can say, oh no, I'm sure she'll bring her husband again.
О нет, наверняка она опять придет с мужем. Наверняка.
I'm sure. I'm sure. Okay, the next sentence.
То есть, что мы едим?
I mean, what do we eat? This word то есть means something like I mean this or that. When you were speaking about something and then you kind of summarize everything you were saying and you say то есть and blah, 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 something else. For example, imagine that you invited some person to a date and he or she is trying to find an excuse to not go. Something like, oh, I really want to go so much, but I have so much work. I suddenly broke my, I don't know, leg. I need to feed my cat hundreds of times per day. And you are tired of listening to that and you just say, so you are not coming, okay? It was enough to say just that. I'm not going. I don't want to go. So in Russian, you would say,
то есть ты не придешь. То есть тебя не ждать.
This то есть. Okay, I hope you got it. Kind of a complicated explanation. I'm sorry. And the next sentence.
Едим ли мы действительно там? Вот эту сельдь под шубой. Едим ли мы похлебки?
Do we really eat that dressed herring? Do we eat pottages? And this sentence, it's just terrible for translating because it's so conversational. All those filler words again.
Едим ли мы действительно там?
Again, там. You don't translate this word. It's just a filler. Then I say,
вот эту сельдь под шубой.
And this вот эту, it doesn't mean exactly this dressed herring. No, it's just again, just part of daily life speech. You don't translate it.
Едим ли мы похлебки?
Do we eat pottages? The word похлебка is kind of old Russian. It's some kind of a soup, but we don't use this word today. But in traditional Russian cuisine, it was called похлебка, some thick soup. For example, in that fairy tale about Masha and the 3 bears, in their plates there was похлёбка. Okay, the next sentence.
Что вот вы чаще всего дома едите?
For example, what do you usually eat at home? And again, this word вот.
Что вот вы?
Here with this word I was trying to emphasize you. What do you eat in your home? And finally, my mom got a chance to say something and she replied,
ну, мне это тоже всегда странно, что про нас такие мифы.
For me, all those myths about us are always strange too. And again, she starts the sentence with
ну. Ну, мне это тоже всегда странно.
And we talked about this ну many, many times, I guess, in every episode with the dialogue, I mentioned this, that in daily life, in our conversation, we use it a lot, especially in the beginning of the sentence. It's not very good, and if you want to speak perfect Russian, you should avoid it, but 99% of people do that. Okay, the next sentence. В общем-то, у нас еда совершенно другая. Generally, our food is completely different. Совершенно другая. Completely different. And I agree with her. Ну да. Again, this ну да is just like yes, right, just to show that you are listening to another person. And then she continued. Никто не ест каждый день какие-то похлебки, те же самые сельди под шубой. Nobody eats some pottages or dressed herrings every day. Те же самые сельди под шубой. First, сельдь под шубой, if you forgot, literally means a herring under a coat, and it's one of the most popular Russian salads. First goes the fish, then onion, carrots, potatoes, and beetroots. Everything is boiled, of course, and lots of mayonnaise. Not sure how to pronounce it. It's very delicious, but for non-Russians, it's kind of weird. So here she says, те же самые сельди под шубой. Literally, this те же самые сельди translates as those very same herrings every day. And of course, it's not correct because you can't eat the same herring every day again, again, and again. Well, maybe some people can eat the same herring for a month, but not most of them. So here it means something different. Here it means just, for example, we already talked about this expression when we discussed foreigners with their accents. And I was saying, тот же грузин говорит с акцентом. For example, Georgians have their own accent. Тот же. So here it means, for example, dress herrings. Okay, the next sentence. I was asking there.
Ну вот что обычно? Давай перечислим завтрак, обед и ужин.
But what is it usually? Let's make a list for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Давай перечислим.
Let's make a list. So it's the verb перечислять. Also, it's a very common verb with money. For example, when you put some money to your bank account, you will say,
я перечислил деньги на счет.
Or maybe you finally got your salary.
Мне перечислили зарплату.
But also, it means to count something, to make a list of something. And here by this, давай перечислим завтрак, обед и ужин, I was just asking her to tell me what she was eating on breakfast, lunch and dinner, meal by meal. And then she replied,
ну, в нашей семье обычный завтрак ты сама знаешь. Сыр, масло, ну, на бутерброд.
Well, in our family, you know, the common breakfast is cheese, butter on bread. And here is the very common word,
бутерброд.
It comes from German, Butter und Brot. I love German. And it means bread and butter, obviously. So we don't call it sandwiches. Usually we say
бутерброды. Бутерброд. Я ем бутерброд.
It can go with cheese or with fish, anything.
Бутерброд с рыбой, бутерброд с сыром, бутерброд с колбасой.
It's wurst. I don't know it in English. Not sausage, something like that. I'm not sure. Okay, and then I say that very same word again.
Ну да.
So she continued.
Когда какой-то праздник, то там может быть икра красная.
When it's some holiday, we can have red caviar.
Такой обычно завтрак. It's a common breakfast. I don't see anything to explain here, so we're just going on.
Яйцо вареное, может быть, омлет. Яичница, глазунья.
Boiled egg, maybe, scrambled eggs, omelette. So here are all the variations of cooking eggs. Boiled, scrambled, fried. And the word глазунья means that you don't destroy the yolk. I'm not sure if it's correct. You know that yellow part of the egg? Yolk. Y-O-L-K. Yolk. Almost like Russian word yolka, which means fir tree, Christmas tree. Okay, so in глазунья, you don't pierce them with your fork. They're all perfect round, those yolks. And in Russia, it's very popular to cook eggs with tomatoes and onions. First, you slice tomatoes in very thin slices, and then you fry them together with onion, and above them, you put some eggs. And it's extremely delicious, yummy, and I just don't have enough words to describe it. And next time I'm going to record an episode being hungry, please tell me to stop, okay? So, the next sentence.
Все, что угодно.
Anything.
Что угодно means anything.
Also, you can use it in a situation when someone's asking you something and you really don't care. For example, on Sunday it's going to be a huge family reunion and your wife is preparing a great supper. And she's asking what to cook. She wants your advice.
Что приготовить?
And you say, oh, anything. You can cook anything you want. I don't know.
Не знаю, что угодно.
So when you don't know what to answer, when someone's asking you, you can say все, что угодно. For example, what to buy?
Что купить?
I don't know.
Что угодно.
Okay, and I asked her the last question.
А по выпивке?
What about drinks? And this word, выпивка, means alcohol.
Выпивка.
Because just drinks in general, it's напитки. But when it's alcohol, we usually say выпивка.
Алкогольные напитки.
But for some reason, my mom didn't understand me. So it's kind of obvious here who is a wino and who is a normal person. Because she starts to speak about tea and coffee, and I was wondering about alcohol, of course. So she replies,
ну, напитки-то разные.
Drinks are different.
В основном это чай и кофе.
Mostly tea and coffee.
Это уж кто как подсел.
Depends on what you like.
Подсесть на что-то
means to get addicted to something. For example, to video games. You play and play and play those video games. It means
подсесть на видеоигры. Я подсел на видеоигры.
Or maybe drugs.
Я подсел на героин.
Which is terrible. Terrible news for everyone. Or like here, just coffee.
Подсесть на кофе.
It means I like coffee very much. I drink coffee every day. I can't imagine my day without coffee. So that was it for the dialogue. Don't forget that if you're interested in anything about Russia in particular, you can always let me know and I'll make another episode about it. You can find me on realrussianclub@gmail.com. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you in the next episode of the Slow Russian Language Podcast. Bye-bye!